Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
We're here in the very special exhibition of the Chabad Lubavitch Library. The library that contains over a quarter of a million old and rare books that was gathered by the Rabbeim of Chabad over the generations. From this department of the old and rare books in the library, we selected 15 incunabulas that are exhibited in this special exhibition. Incunabulas are those books that was published in the end of the 15th century, in the earliest 20, 25 years of the founding of the Hebrew book printing. 15 of them are exhibited in this exhibition. But in general, we have here 72 books that was published in the earliest 100 years since the founding of the Hebrew book printing. The earliest book that we show here is the one that is printed in 1475. This is the earliest Hebrew book dated, printed, which is Rashi and the Chumash. And from this 100 earliest years, from the year of 1475 till the year of 1574, we are exhibiting here 72 very rare special volumes. In addition to that, we show here 12 old manuscripts. Most of them are written on parchment in the period much earlier than the Hebrew print. Some of them are close to 1,000 years old. We also have here some leaflets that was published in a little later period. In those years, they didn't really print leaflets and they should stay here. They are very rare, because if you print a leaflet to hang on the wall after it's done, you don't keep it. A book you keep in the bookcase, but not a leaflet. But in the 17th century, we have here a special corner where we show very interesting leaflets that was published then. Each one has a large, special story behind it. One of them is just a map of how the Jews came out from Egypt and where they settled till they came into Israel. A map of it that was published in Amsterdam in the year of 1695. It was meant to be pasted into Haggadah Shel Pesach that was published then. But like this, we have several ones that each one has a whole background and a whole story behind that. We have here in this exhibition books that was published in 20 cities in 9 countries, mainly in Italy. But the more unique and more rare are those that was published in Spain that we're showing here, 2 of them of the period of Incunabula and the period of before the expulsion of Jews from Spain. And that's why they are so rare, since they expelled all the Jews in the year of 1492 and they burned all their books. They didn't let them take the books with them. So those books that was published there are very rare. Usually there is not even a full book of it, just single pages that got saved like in any strange way. So we show here the page or one of the pages of the Talmud that was published in 1482 in Spain, in the city of Wadi al-Hajara. And we also have another book that is published in Wadi al-Hajara that we showed here. It's 10 years before the expulsion of Jews and burning their books. This Talmud, many Masechtot of this Talmud was published in Spain with the Pirush of Rashi, and not even one copy is saved of the whole set. Only a few volumes and many single pages in very honorable libraries around the world. We have in this library 17 pages of that Talmud. 10 years later, the Jews was expelled from Spain, and they settled in many other countries where they opened print houses and they printed their books. Many of them settled in Constantinople. They opened there a print house. We have here several books exhibited that was printed in Kushta, Constantinople. One of them was still in the area in the period of Incunabula, which is a tour that was published in 1494. Some of them settled in Salonika in Greece. We have here a book that was published in Salonika. Some of them settled in northern Africa, in Morocco, and they opened a print house in Fez in 1520. We have here exhibited one of the books that was published in Fez. Some of them settled a little later in Poland, and they opened a print house in Krakow, where we show here one of the exhibits of the books that was published in Krakow in the 1520s. So it is very unique, that expulsion of Jews and how they spread in different countries regarding to the Hebrew book printing. Yes, in Italy they had, in many cities from this period that we are speaking, we're showing here 12 cities in Italy that they published books that we are exhibiting here. But we have here exhibited 8 other countries that most of them are founded by the Jews that was expelled from Spain. One of the main halacha books in Judaism is the Rambam, the Maimonides. The book is called Mishneh Torah, or Yad Chazakah, that we devoted to it a special showcase. We are exhibiting there, starting from earlier prints of the Rambam in the Incunabula period, or that is published in Napoli in the year of 1490. We have about 20 pages of that Rambam, and one of them is exhibited here. Going further was the main publication of Hebrew books was in Venice, in Italy, starting with the famous Bomberg print that he published large and many Hebrew books in the 1520s and 30s and early 40s. But then we show 2 editions of the Rambam that was published in 1550. Why 2 in Venice? In that year, Bomberg wasn't already that involved in publishing books in Venice. they opened two other rival print houses for Hebrew books in Venice. One was by the printer, which his name is Bragadin, and one is by the printer, which his name is Justinian. All three are not Jewish, not Bomberg, not Bragadin, and not Justinian. But they had large print houses to print Jewish books. In that year, there was a very famous rabbinical sage, that his name was Meir, the rabbi of Padua in Italy. He made himself the job of editing the Rambam according to Kisveyad, to manuscripts, older Kisveyad, and to get the correct version of the text of the Rambam. And then he wrote comments on the Rambam, and he prepared the Rambam to be published by Bragadin. Justinian saw that this is a very good book that will be sold. He decided to steal the comments of the Marami Padve from the print house of Bragadin and published the same book with the same Hagahot in his printing and started selling that for a cheaper price. Everyone should buy his Rambam and not Bragadin's Rambam. That made a big issue in the Jewish quarters. In the same year, generation, in the same year, there was the famous rabbinical sage Rav Moshe Iserlich, that he wrote the Hagaot to the Shulchan Aruch, the famous Shulchan Aruch that we are all building our studies on it. So he then gave out a ban that no one is allowed to buy the Justinian Rambam that was stolen from Rav Meir Padve and from Bragadin printing. So we have these two exhibited, one near the other, to show this story. Actually, this story had a very bad ending, because their rivals, they eventually went to court and to accuse each other about the books that they are printing. And in the end of it, the Pope gave out a decree that you are not allowed to print the Talmud anymore. You are not allowed to print to learn the Talmud anymore. And you're not allowed to have a Talmud in your house anymore, because there are things that are written in the Talmud which are against the belief of the Catholics. They went from house to house to take away the Talmud and took it away and burned the Talmud from all the Jewish houses. Each one they will find a Talmud in his house, they would punish him with very severe punishment. Jews couldn't learn any more Talmud. So they turned to start learning their Alfasi. Alfasi is a sefer, halacha, that is built on the Talmud. In every sugya, in every portion, he would summarize what it says in the Talmud, and then he would say how the halacha is practical sense. In that same time, there was a great Jewish rabbinical sage named Yehoshua Boaz. He wrote a commentary on the Rif called Shilte HaGiborim, and he edited the text of the Rif according to manuscripts, and he gave it to print in Italy with his commentaries, and it was published in 1554, several years later, right after the decree of the Pope came out, and that became for some time the book of the Talmud. Instead of learning Talmud, they would learn the Rif. So we have here in this exhibition a showcase that is devoted to the Rif, to the Alfasi, and the showcase that is devoted to the Rambam, to the Maimonides. In the showcase of the Alfasi, you will have a written page of the Alfasi, written on parchment, hundreds of years before the period of the printing, and ending with this Alfasi that was published right after the ban on printing the Talmud. In the Rambam, you would have started from the Rambam that was published in Napoli in the year of 1490, and ending in the last Rambam of these 100 years that was published in Venice in the year of 1574, which is the last year of these 100 years. Why is this Rambam so unique? Because this is the Rambam that Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Beit Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch that we are learning, wrote a commentary on the Rambam called Kesef Mishneh, and he sent it to print with the Rambam in Venice in the year of 1574. There was a period of 24 years since that story in 1550 with these two Rambams and the fight between Bragadin and Justinian that brought eventually to the banning of the Talmud. Till 24 years later, the Rambam was published again with a commentary of the Kesef Mishneh by Rabbi Yosef Karo, which is the last of the 100 of years that we are speaking about. So each one of these display tables has a unique kind of books with a unique story of some of the books that are exhibited there. There is even a book which was banned in the Shulchan Aruch to read it. It's called Marberot Immanuel. Immanuel was several generations earlier, and he wrote poetry and not comics, not only related to halakha. Also, he has the mixture of everything. He has the halakha and Jewish law and Jewish commandments, but also poetry and comics. It was published very early in the period of Hebrew print. But the Shulchan Aruch that came later wrote a ban on reading these comics and poetry. We have here a display table for Kabbalah. The earliest book in Kabbalah that we have is the Sefer HaBahir, written by one of the Tanaim close to 2,000 years ago, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakaneh. We have it here written on parchment much earlier than the period of printing. On the side of it, you have the Zohar written by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rashbi. It's interesting that it was published in the first time in the year of 1558, and the same year in two different publications with small changes in the text from different versions. One is the regular version of the text of the Zohar that we all have, and one is in a little larger size. They would call it, usually when they refer to it, Zohar HaGadol, the large Zohar. It was republished several times because the version of the text is in a few places, somewhat some additions that are not in the other one. The Rambam lived and wrote his Sefer around 1170. And that was the main halachic Sefer that contains all the halachot of the Torah. About 150 years later, there was Rabbi Yaakov Bala Turim wrote a Sefer which is called Arba'a Turim, four columns. He divided all the halachot that are contemporary in four volumes, which is the Arba'a Turim. And this became the book that people learned for knowing the halacha, how to act in their daily life. So much so that we have a special showcase for this tour in Shulchan Aruch, that you would have there Turim that was published in six countries in the earliest years of the Hebrew print. You would have there a Turim that was published in Wadi al-Hajara in 1480 in Spain. You would have there exhibited a Turim after the expulsion of Jews from Spain. They still was allowed to live in Portugal, neighboring Portugal, and they published there some books too. So the Turim was republished in Portugal, which is exhibited here. Right after the expulsion of Spain, many Jews settled in Kushta, Constantinople. They opened the print house there and they printed the Turim again in 1494, which is exhibited here. Right after all this, some of them settled in Northern Africa. They opened the print house in Fez. So we show here the Turim that was published in Fez, in Morocco, in 1520. Right after that, Jews settled in Poland and they published the Turim there again. So we show here the Turim that was published in Krakow, in Poland. Finally, the final print that we show of the Turim is the Bet Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef Karo, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Before that, he wrote the Bet Yosef, commentary on the Turim, and he sent it to be printed in Venice together with his commentary, which was published in 1550. So that is the six countries, six editions of the Turim that are exhibited here in the early years of the Hebrew print. After the Bet Yosef finished his commentary on the Tur, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, who became the main book for halacha, for Jewish halacha. He finished that and gave it to print in 1565. We are showing here two editions that was published in Venice in 1574, which is the last year of the 100 years that we are showing here books from. In the same year, in Venice, they published two editions. One was a regular size, and one was a pocket size, to show how much it became popular that each one needed to learn the halacha from.